Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:13. It's raining already. It was supposed to start raining in the midday. But it's raining already. Why is our weather forecast always off by 8 hours in either direction?
It really is.
It's funny. I don't understand it. But anyway, we do have a light rain. But all these threats of severe weather this afternoon, if things are being moved and things... What if it doesn't happen? What if we just get a five-minute thunder shower?
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know if I'm getting old or what, but... Well, yeah, I am getting old. But remember when I was a kid, you used to go outside and we saw a black cloud coming? You went inside. Mm-hmm. Now, I think... I know, and I'm not dissing severe weather because it does happen, but I don't know.
It's really funny, though. It seems like whenever our weather forecast says, like, chance of light shower or whatever, that's when, like, a tornado rolls through. But then when our weather forecast says severe thunderstorms possible, but it's nothing.
You could be onto something there because that has happened several times this summer.
Recently. Yeah, yeah. Recently it's happened where it's like doom and gloom. And then
like just a scattered shower, yeah. And then it's doom and gloom. And mm-hmm. then when they say doom and gloom, it's just a scattered shower.
I don't really know what to think anymore. No, I'm not really concerned about tonight, but I know locally some events have been pushed, mm-hmm. canceled, postponed, that sort of thing. I like to err on the side of the glasses half full.
There it is.
It's a little rainy this morning, but you know, it's going to be fine this afternoon.
They had it pinpointed on the Weather Channel this morning at 4 a.m. They had it pinpointed from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Okay. We're under the doom and gloom umbrella. Then after 5, it'll be okay. I'm like, wait, what? So then I head out to the car. And it's raining on me. I'm like, what happened to that 10 a.m. thing?
Right? Who knows?
So here's our point, people. Let's just live life. Let's just enjoy it.
And grab an umbrella on your way out the door.
Perfect. Bye. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Gigi and Bella Hadid were robbed in Greece this weekend. They were left with nothing but the $10,000 designer shirts on their backs.
According to a new study, 55% of men say their preferred alcoholic drink is beer. The other 45% say it's beers.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I love that song. You have to listen to it carefully. They are singing, "We are not the beautiful people," but they are talking about the fake people. I absolutely love that song. I hope it gets through to kids.
Is that Ed Sheeran?
I hope they learn it. Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, that's right.
And my boy Khalid, who he can do no wrong.
And Eminem, or no, that's a different song.
Yeah, there's, what are they calling it, that group project now where everybody's singing with everybody and you just download them all? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Ed Sheeran and Khalid. Pretty cool stuff. All right, news coming up next. How you feeling, Matt? You all right?
I think we're good.
This guy's a trooper.
He is.
He didn't feel good right before the news, and you nailed it.
I think we're doing okay so far.
All right, well,
so you just need a little something in your belly.
Yeah, we just got to play it by minute, so to speak.
Have a sandwich.
Yeah.
Have a sandwich.
Well, but eat it slowly and sip on some water.
Yeah.
Because that's what your mom would say if she was here. We don't know if that would do any good, but we just sip on some water.
It does do good. He said he's feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit better. Yeah, not all the way back, but a little bit better.
Yeah,
I'm working on my usual egg and cheese sandwich.
Okay, good. Good,
good, good, good.
We only have a few people around here. We can't have them dropping off like flies. You know,
there are like maybe 4 of us in the morning and 12 total overall.
Last week the news department was absolutely slammed.
Yes, and it was quite the week last week.
And you guys like did it with like 2 of you. You and Mark Lawrence.
Basically, yeah. So, and a little help from Kyle Alexander. I have to give him that shout out. I owe him that at least.
Production and stuff. Yes. Yeah. So you and Mark, like you guys are not allowed to get sick, so don't. I'm just saying.
I don't allow myself to get sick, so I'm with you.
There you go. The news is next, we think. No, we know.
We know. It's next.
It'll be here. Stay with us. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, back in the day when you would just say, call me for a good time anytime. Now we have social media to do that for us.
We have Tinder for that.
Post your profile. Yeah. Here's a new dating term, speaking of it.
Oh, boy.
Dog fishing. This is the new one.
Is that different than catfishing?
I didn't know there was such thing as a catfish.
Oh, if you catfish someone, you essentially... Like, you have a fake profile online?
Okay.
And then you catfish them, meaning like you put up this sort of existence on social media that then when you finally meet in real life, in person, it's the complete opposite.
So that's catfishing.
That's, yes. There's a whole show about it on MTV.
Okay. Well, I haven't watched MTV in decades. Thank you for the help.
I think it's MTV.
Okay.
Anyway.
Dogfishing is much more like it sounds. You actually have your profile picture taken with a dog. So dog lovers will want to date you, but it's not your dog.
That trick is as old as time is long. Using like a puppy or a baby to get a date. I'm serious.
But now it's like on your profile picture. There you are with your, I don't know. I look at this two ways. Fake is becoming even more fake.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is a way for Lauren to make a lot of money by having Murphy the Morning Show dog. Available for posing.
He is available for posing. And he works at $50 an hour.
There you go. So people can have their picture taken with Murphy. And, oh, here I am with my dog, Honeysuckle, or something, you know?
Honeysuckle.
You know, just, you know, some perfumey, disgusting name. And, oh, this guy must be a sweetheart.
This is Pepper.
Pepper the Golden Retriever. And then, sure, I'll go out with a date with you. Where's Pepper? On vacation?
I had to leave Pepper at home.
But what if you go back? Let's go back to my place. Where's Pepper?
Pepper's in the basement in her kennel.
There you go. So if you're into that Tinder thing, I don't care. If you're into that, that's fine. But if you find the picture of that person you want to go out with and they're posing with this beautiful dog, much like Murphy the Morning Show dog, a very pretty dog, they could be dog fishing.
I have a new business idea.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg is the
news is coming next. News, sports, AccuWeather. Hopefully Laura will not sing for the rest of the show.
That's a good song. I love me some Gwen.
So do I. I don't love me some Gwen with Laura singing with her. Silent treatment. Oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in so much trouble.
I'll just get out of the way.
That just hurt my feelings.
Hush, hush, darling.
Touche.
Don't tell me that it hurts. All right. We're arguing here while Gwen was singing. We're arguing about would we or would we not buy a lifetime never-ending pasta pass at Olive Garden for $500.
All right. Before I give my real opinion.
$500.
Before I give my real opinion.
Before you give your opinion, do you have $500 on you right now where you can just plunk it down and say, I'm going to eat pasta at Olive Garden for free?
Yeah, I don't either.
I do not.
See, we don't have that kind of money, but if I did have $500 in my pocket right now, I don't know if I'd buy a lifetime pass.
They did this last year. If you recall, this is sort of a gimmicky thing that the Olive Garden does once a year where they're like, lifetime passes to Olive Garden. But there are limits. There are restrictions. You need to read the fine print.
Okay, listen to this. For $100, you could get 9 weeks. So you either get 9 weeks of free pasta for $100 or for $500 the rest of your life. Come on now.
$100 for 9 weeks, though. I mean, you could really pack in some pasta. Seriously, if you wanted to get your money's worth.
All right.
But
see, I love Olive Garden. I would do this in a heartbeat.
If you had the $100 to plunk down, you'd do 9 weeks of Olive Garden.
Yes.
All right, there it is.
I love
maybe
me some
if you're
Olive
looking
Garden.
To like beef up for the winter.
Well, maybe News Guy Matt should buy the lifetime thing because he's the youngest out of the three of us. He's got a longer life ahead of him.
Do we start a GoFundMe? Do we need to start a GoFundMe?
I could go at any moment. So $500 there, I might use it twice and drop over. You know,
we all know how I'm not a huge fan of chain restaurants. However, there is a place and a moment for Olive Garden.
All right.
And it's that salad and breadsticks.
Thank you.
It is. I mean,
even though you just badmouthed them 5 minutes ago, that said breadsticks.
Yeah, that was off air. We gotta be careful. On occasion, we have an Olive Garden commercial on,
I
like the salad and breadsticks.
Now, do we have any Jimmy John's commercials coming up?
Oh, I like Jimmy John's. They make it is we uncanny. Don't
even,
how
we don't
quickly
even have
they make
a Jimmy
those
John's
subs.
Around here. Give
There's me, one in State College. It is uncanny.
I gotta go to State College and get
know,
Jimmy
that's,
John's.
That's too far. Where's Kevin Harvick? Have him drive me one.
Have you ever seen how quickly they make those subs? Sir, it is uncanny.
Freaky fast.
Yeah.
Freaky fresh.
Yeah. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
Careful how you say that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy John's. We need a Jimmy John's in this area because they're doing a contest now. It's not like, you know, for $500 you can eat Jimmy John's for the rest of your life.
Okay.
They're doing a contest where you could win $250,000 toward a house.
Sign me up.
I may or may not do this first before the Olive Garden
what
thing.
What do you have to
you
do?
You guys already have a house.
No, yeah, but I can use that money for other house projects.
Well, yes. I wonder if you could do that. Here's the catch. Jimmy John's delivers, but they only deliver within a few minutes of the Jimmy John's because they want it to be freaky fresh. So if you live outside the 5 minutes from Jimmy John's, you could win $250,000 to buy a house closer to Jimmy John's. That is funny.
That's actually really funny.
I love it.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's cloud-based business voice services.
Hey, true.
Hey, honey, I'm good. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. I'm going on vacation this weekend.
I know you are.
For the first time in a long time,
I
am
you.
Going to the beach. I love the beach, and I haven't been to the beach probably since some of my kids lived at home with me.
Do you want to share what beach you're going to?
Yes, Bethany Beach in Delaware.
So nice.
It's where I went as a child. My uncle had a timeshare there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got older, we started going there with our families. And then as my kids got older, we just stopped going because they had things they were doing with their friends or playing soccer all summer long or something. So it'll be great to go back to Bethany. And then I'm reading this article today about the 10 things that could ruin your vacation.
What? No, don't read that bad news.
But
you're going to have a great vacation.
I'm sure I will, but the 10 things are not that bad.
Oh, what are they?
Number 10, the plumbing breaks. That could happen in your house. Who cares?
That could happen anywhere. Okay, moving on.
Number 9, no air conditioning. Okay, that could be kind of tough if I get there and the condo's AC isn't working.
Don't travel to Europe, friends.
It's not going to ruin it for me, yeah.
There's no AC anywhere, pretty much, in Europe. Anyway.
Number 8, coming down with a cold or the flu.
I mean, sure, that could ruin it.
It's not flu season, but yeah, I guess.
Summer colds are the worst.
Number 7, losing your passport or your ID.
That's why you always make a photocopy and put it in your suitcase.
Oh, duly noted, I will do
I'm
that.
Serious, because then you can take it to any American embassy and you show them and they will provide you with documentation so that you can get home safely without your physical passport.
Is there an American embassy in Bethany Beach, Delaware?
No, but there is one in D.C., but we're in America, so it doesn't matter.
So it's ID or passport. Number 6, ending up in a bad or unsafe location. What does that mean? Did you get lost on the way and you're in the dark side of town or something, I guess?
Apparently.
It's not going to ruin my vacation. I'm just going to step on the gas, lock the doors, and drive as fast as I can.
Get
the hell out of there. All right, number 5, a lost or stolen credit card. Again, it's
an inconvenience.
Yes.
But it's not going to ruin vacation.
Number 4, bad weather for your entire trip. You're still on vacation. Find something to do. I don't know.
Glasses half full, right?
There it is. Thank you. Number 3, food poisoning.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
But look what finishes ahead of food poisoning.
The fact that you lost a little weight from getting food poisoning?
No internet. What? Food poisoning comes in 3. No internet comes in number 2.
Do we need internet while we're on vacation?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. And number 1, lost luggage. Well, I'm not flying. I'm driving. The luggage is going to be in the back. It's all going to be good.
Again, just a couple of Laura's travel tips. That's why you always pack, depending upon your location, in your carry-on, at least one full change of clothes.
Okay.
Plus your toiletries. So take the little sizes so that if your luggage gets lost, it's not a deal breaker.
You can still
fine.
Survive.
And plus, that's why God invented credit cards. You get a new outfit while you're on vacation.
There it is. See, I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be fine.
It's going to be fun.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for our Masterpiece Meal Deal. How about
4KX with Late Night TV.
Apple is offering a $1 million reward to anyone who can pull off a specific iPhone hack. It's the one that stops you from giving your number to people at bars.
Authorities in South Carolina have dropped drug charges against a college football player after a test proved that a white substance on the hood of his car was bird poop, not cocaine. Though I can understand their suspicion because everyone knows the best place to hide cocaine is on the hood of your car.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. No musical birthdays today.
Sad time.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, nobody.
Thank goodness I sang Gwen Stefani earlier.
Matt, thank goodness she sang it?
In that case, no.
We're just going to get right to the local celebs celebrating birthdays today, or as we would call them, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Bobby Trago from Sunbury, 32 today.
A very happy birthday to Connie Weber from Middleburg, 64 today.
Ryan Albertson is 32. Happy birthday.
Hey, Ryan, he's a good guy. Braden Sortman from Sunbury is 23.
James Black from Northumberland is nifty 50.
Sherry Hackenberg from Winfield is 49. Happy birthday.
Cameo Romig. Cameo, word up, gal. 37 years old today. Happy birthday.
Jan Moser is 61 today.
Another nifty 50 birthday. Tanya Stuck from Mount Pleasant Mills. Happy birthday.
Kathleen Bordner is 67 today. Happy birthday.
Nikki Lee from Sunbury is 46.
Wayne Yeager is 60 today. Happy birthday.
Rodney Schulter from Sealands Grove is 48.
Nobody on the text club today?
Well, on the Book of Faces, we have one, and it's a special one.
Oh.
But it's because I sent it in.
Who is it?
The one, the only, the very lovely Miss Emily Richardson.
Oh, your friend Emily.
Yeah. That's right. There She's my bestie. She is my PIC, my partner in crime.
Yes.
Today is her day of birth.
Okay.
So we're shouting it from the rooftops the radio.
No numbers given.
No numbers needed.
All right.
No numbers needed.
Happy birthday.
She's the best, though. Happy birthday, Emily.
Everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to share, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us 49330, or you can call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Please, Alexander.
What's that?
Oh, that was
really fast. It sounds
like
bumblebees. No, that's open wheel racing. Coming to Pocono. I think we have some tickets to give away.
We've got tickets.
Who wants to go to Pocono for some indie style racing? Call now.
That's right. The caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Who says Dr.
Hi, who's this?
Tyler Phelps.
What's that again?
Tyler Phelps.
Hi, Tyler, where are you calling from? Hello?
Sunbury.
Sunbury. All right, you're on your way to Pocono for some open wheel racing.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. We talked about this before, how I think I have the worst luck in the world. It's not even like I don't even feel sorry for myself anymore. I just laugh.
I think that's all you can do.
Yeah, I was about to say, at least you're handling it the right way.
It's just like, wow, you know.
So do tell our listeners why we're chuckling.
Right, and then I'm going to tell the story about this guy where? In Florida? No, this guy in Germany. But anyway, I bought the largest TV known to man over the weekend because I just felt like I deserved it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, treat yourself, right?
Exactly.
I'm watching that brand new flat screen giant TV. And about an hour later, the water heater breaks and there's water all over the floor. I had a laugh, you know? So check this out. A guy is fleeing police in Germany. He's fleeing police.
Okay.
Jumps off a balcony to get away from the police to land in the bushes, mm-hmm. right? He lands on a wasp's nest.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Oh, I guess that didn't end well.
And then to get the wasps off of his derriere, his fleshy part, his mm-hmm. backside, he dives into a neighbor's pool.
What was in there? An alligator?
No. Okay. It doesn't get worse than that. But I got thinking two things. That would be my luck if I were ever trying to flee, please. But then I thought of that scene from Tommy Boy. Where Chris Farley runs away from the police because he was faking that he was covered with bees, and the two cops are allergic to bees, so they let him get away, him and Spade.
Exactly.
Tommy Boy. There's a classic movie.
Batman in a little coat.
That's the best scene. Batman in a little coat. News is next.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna. A new level of...
94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try It Tuesday. We're trying something that's been around for a long time. We're trying McDonald's.
Breakfast from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. The egg McMuffins are here. The sausage McMuffin with egg and some iced coffees that I have no idea what they're about.
Okay, so these are relatively newer at McDonald's and the McCafe, but... there's one that I personally have not tried, and it's the iced caramel macchiato.
Okay, is that how you say that?
Yes, macchiato.
I think I went to school with Vinnie Macchiato.
You probably did.
Back in South Wilkes.
It's from Sicily, yo.
Okay. It says it'll start your day off with a great sweet taste of caramel.
The nice part about a macchiato is it comes in these pretty, pretty layers, which when we go Facebook Live, you'll see that... kind of wherever you would get a macchiato, they always look like this. And McDonald's did a really good job.
Yeah, they are nice looking.
The cream on the bottom, which is the heavier part with the sweet caramel in it, and then the espresso on top, so it gives you that zing.
So you're supposed to mix it up with the straw. Shall we do that Facebook Live? I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe
I like
one
the
of
layers,
us shouldn't
though.
Do it.
Okay, well, there is another iced coffee beverage.
Okay.
And it's the iced mocha.
Mm-hmm.
So the McDonald's version, so it's the it's McDonald's coffee, which is nice and smooth, by the way. I do like getting the McDonald's K-cups.
Yes.
And then it's some chocolate and some milk. And
packed
it's over
with
ice.
Chocolate syrup topped with whipped cream and a chocolate drizzle.
Yeah, that's the popular one, I think.
That's the very popular one, yes. So they just wanted us to try some breakfast. So a shout out to the Shamokin Dam McDonald's down there on the Strip for prepping our breakfast this morning.
And giving us a Try It Tuesday.
Yeah.
Facebook Live next. 94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. If you're left-handed, celebrate today. It is National Left-Handers Day.
Today is National Left-Handed Day. Go ahead. Give it a try.
What?
It feels different, doesn't it?
I am left-handed. What is that guy talking about?
What?
Do you know one in every eight people is left-handed?
My dad's Susan left-handed.
Is left-handed, right? Yeah.
Your dad, too?
No, he's right-handed.
Huh. You have any left-handers in your family?
No, the four Washaleskis are all right-handed. My Aunt Susan Washaleski Albertini is left-handed.
There's a name.
Mm-hmm.
Washaleski Albertini.
Right?
Wow. Put that on the back of a baseball jersey.
I know, right?
How
throw
about
in
you,
a
Matt?
Couple Galitzkis and you're good to go.
There it is. How about you, bud?
Just my dad, as far as I know.
Your dad
left-handed.
Is left-handed?
Correct.
Not your sister?
Nope. We're all right-handed.
I've seen
mom,
your
sister,
dad
myself.
Dancing and singing on a boat. He's a very artistic guy.
Do you know what the scary thing is, Matt?
I'm afraid to ask.
Tom, in this room, being left-handed, is the only one in his right brain.
You know what? This is true.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Is that why I'm so different?
Probably.
That could be it. Yeah. That's a good explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that.
When I was a kid, I was ambidextrous. Actually, I still am in sports, but as you see on our whiteboard, I wrote right-handed. And it doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that good, but I was writing with my right hand today. I used to do that when I was a little kid. True story. I was doing my homework, and I was writing on the left side of the paper with my left hand. When I got to the middle of the paper, I switched to my right hand. And I kept doing that. Well, of course, my dad comes over to me, and he goes, "What are you doing, you idiot?" Smacks me upside the head or whatever. And I told him that the nuns at school were trying to teach me to be right-handed because a left-handed person was a sign of the devil. Well,
yep.
My dad was blown away by that. He goes, "I thought they gave up on that 50 years ago." And he called the convent, and they stopped trying to make me right-handed.
They did the same thing to my Aunt Susan, and my Grandma Washaleski marched right on up to that
There
school.
You go. I bet you
and
did.
And was like, "No.
Yeah.
You will not be." There was none of that.
Yeah, my pop went all Clint Eastwood on the nuns, so that was all good.
Nice.
You know, but
good
and they left me alone. So, so I could still play sports both, but I prefer my left hand. One in every eight people. So if you're driving to work right now and you're left-handed, celebrate.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for...
Where's my bowling bag? I don't know why I always say that, because that's not what that voice says. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This brings to mind a question.
Okay.
When was the last time you went bowling?
Ooh.
Right?
That's a long time ago.
Right?
College in the inebriated state?
Whoa, that long ago?
I don't know. Wait a minute. You're right. I probably took my kids when they were little.
Mm-hmm. For the bumper lanes.
I can remember that.
Cosmic bowling or whatever they do.
And we also bowled in the basement of Post 44 in Northumberland. They have bowling lanes down there.
Yeah, they have the same in Lewisburg at the VFW.
Really?
Yes.
Or the Allegiant. So I did that.
Which one is it? The Legion or the VFW? I can't remember.
One of them.
It's been years since I have bowled.
Way back in time. Hey, two things. Rewind to 89. We can't talk about it enough. That happens this weekend. We're going to go back to 1989 with a big party, part of the 30th anniversary of Riverfest. Now, write this down. August 24th. It's a couple weeks away. Mm-hmm. We're going way, way back.
Ooh,
50 years back. Lewisburg. I don't know if it's the VFW or the American Legion. No, Lewisburg, Hoofnagle Park, they're going to have their own version of Woodstock. It is going to be so cool. They're calling it Lewisstock.
Very cool.
50 years of peace, art, and music.
Oh, peace, love, and happiness. Peace, art, and music. I love it.
1969 to 2019. Now, we'll be talking about it over the next week or so, but I just want you to mark the date down, August 24th, because it's going to be a good time. We're not allowed to make a mud pit. The borough is kind of against that.
Really?
And there's no smoking funny things or taking ingesting crazy things.
Really?
But other than that, the music is going to be great. There's going to be vendors.
Okay.
And a big Woodstock kind of atmosphere, a lot of tie-dye. And they're calling it Lewisstock.
We'll have the organizers in next week, Tom and Laura Live. So we'll get all of the details then. But you can check it out now on Facebook. Lewisstock is coming soon.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's next.
Morning, Sean, everybody. Morning.
How you doing, bud?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Don't stand too close to Matt. He didn't feel good this morning.
Uh-oh.
We're doing better now.
You're not coming down with the bubonic plague?
No, luckily. I can't afford it anyway.
Well, get it out of your system between now and next Friday before high school football starts,
Exactly, because I'm on week one, so
Oh, boy.
Careful, careful.
What am I doing week one of high school football? What are you doing?
I don't know, because the Tigers are playing in South Carolina in that special ESPN game. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have to watch them on television. I normally like to go to the first Tigers outing of the year.
I heard they're pretty good.
They're all right.
It's just in. Hi.
They're okay.
Yeah, they've been undefeated since
1920, something like that. I don't know.
Tigers, they do okay for themselves. No, it's a big deal. Honestly, the ESPN game, it's a really cool thing. But first night of high school football.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Next Friday?
It's next Friday.
Sorry, I'll be in New York.
I go back home to my old high school.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I go home
it's
to
closed.
My...
It's closed. It doesn't exist anymore.
Ouch.
I pay attention when
it's
you talk.
It's now Holy Redeemer. They merged all the Catholic schools.
Yeah, so technically
schools,
it's there, but the building's
gone. But it's not the same.
Yeah.
And I hearken back to my high school football days, where I led the league in interceptions and head concussions, not necessarily in that order.
Can you and Sean Carey actually reenact a little bit of that in the hallway here? I want to watch you tackle each other.
You never want to see me in a three-point stance.
You have to go low and then wrap.
No,
wrap.
I actually used to be a lineman, so I'll take him on.
You were not a lineman, Matthew.
I was, yes.
Matt, you're too small to be a lineman.
I was a chubby kid when I was younger. I was an offensive tackle.
Oh, it's like Weebles. They wobble, but they don't fall down.
Sean Carey's next. Have a good day, everybody. Where's this going? Please, Alex.